This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the story of a man who thought he was too bad to be forgiven by God. Our passage is Hosea, chapters 1 through 3. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Have you ever talked to someone who thought he was too bad to be forgiven by God? I have, just a few nights ago, in fact. I was home playing a game of Scrabble, and the phone rang. It was a man who was afraid he was not going to go to heaven. I told him that the only way to heaven was through Jesus Christ, and he said, "Yes, I've heard that, but I'm afraid I've done so much bad in my life that I don't think God can forgive me." You know, there are a lot of people who feel that way. There is something within each of us that says we should be able to earn or deserve the kindness of God. But the amazing thing about the Bible's good news of salvation is how much God loves sinners. Romans 5 says that Christ died for the ungodly. If you and I are ungodly, we qualify. If we're righteous, we don't. Jesus said that he did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Former badness is no bar to the grace and mercy of God. And that's the message we find in Hosea chapter 2, verse 23, where the Lord says, "I will say to those called not my people, you are my people. And they will say, you are my God." The grace of God is unmerited and universal. It extends to everyone who will turn to the Lord in repentance and faith. In Hosea, it is the rebellious house of Israel who were not God's people. In the New Testament, we find the invitation open to all. Whosoever will may come. But what about the man who called me and said he felt he was too bad to be forgiven by God? I told him that I'd like some time to think about it and pray about his questions and ask him to call me later on in the week. When he calls, I'm going to share with him some of the Bible's great passages on forgiveness. For example, Isaiah 53, verse 5. "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was on him, and by his stripes we are healed." Or the words of Jesus in John 5:24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Throughout the Bible, God is telling us that no one is too bad to come to him. No one is beyond the reach of God's grace, his mercy, and his love. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, tell them what, tell them why, and tell them how. Join us on Daily Discipleship.